The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We have adopted a resolution today, but we are not naive. If Russia is not part of the solution, it will continue to be part of the problem.
Samantha Power, our ambassador to the UN. Russia, 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 what is the answer? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? I think a lot of people taking that vacation. It feels like the dog days of summer. Good for you if you are listening to me, however brief the time may be, as you are chilling out somewhere, maybe with the fam, friends, or by yourself somewhere, perhaps with a room with a view. Good for you. The view, as far as this Malaysian plane being shot down, is Russia did it. If they didn't do it, the Russian rebels did, and they supplied the equipment. What has really infuriated so many is the fact that the bodies were piled up in these refrigerated trucks, but the way they were being treated and looted is so unacceptable that it has Europe in a rage. European leaders finally are threatening harder, tougher, brutal sanctions against Russia. Finally, they got off their hands because this plane was shot down. No more of those tepid responses for the European Union. Now, how long will it be before they make good on those threats? Let's wait and see. Tick, 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 the clock is on. Because this is what's been happening in the past. A lot of fury over, you're not going to do this to us, but now you got a plane in the mix and too many dead people. And too much nonsense 40 miles from the Russian border there in the Ukraine. So the mystery of what happened is still a mystery. There are theories, conspiracy and otherwise, floating around, but no definites on this. At this point, except for that, it is linked to Russia somehow. There's very few, probably you, very few of you that believe this is anyone but Russia in some way. And isn't the burden on Russia? And isn't the burden on Russia to stop the separatists from messing around with all the evidence? It makes you feel like this is on purpose, doesn't it? Why are they doing that? At least they handed over the black boxes. At least they did that. There are still 16, 17 bodies that have not been found at this point. And, of course, not to be gruesome, but there's body parts. So this plane that was shot down, now the boxes are over. What are they going to find out from the boxes? I don't think very much. Malaysian Prime Minister Razak said on Monday that the leaders of the pro-Russian rebels agreed that they would do that, and they did. They had to, because of this wall of criticism that is washing over them as to what's happening at this crash site, which is a burial ground, essentially, maybe for some, that will never be recovered. And if they're not doing anything except for desecrating the dead, nobody believes that. They think that there's more than that going on, that there's a cover-up of what could be a trail of evidence leading to who shot the missile that shot down Malaysian Air Flight 17. Another 777. An intercepted communication. where they brag about shooting down a plane. 298 people all killed. Body bags, refrigerated train cars, and now so many that want to take custody of the corpses. The reports of the looting from the bodies and the credit cards of the dead were being used by some of the people who ripped off the bodies is just sickening. I mean, how easy is that to figure that out? To figure out that someone's using the credit card. So the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, also chimed in because 192 people on that plane were from his region. That his number one priority, he said, was getting back the people, getting as many of the bodies pulled away from the crash site as possible. And, you know, the Dutch wanted a full forensic sweep of the crash site. And they told the separatists, who were heavily armed, guarding the rail cars, that the train has to be allowed to leave as soon as possible. Journalists that were there say you could smell the decay, and it was overwhelming at the train station. That inspectors had masks on. And during the day, people were pressing cloths to their faces because they couldn't breathe. There was a power outage that hit the refrigeration system for a bunch of hours. So you get the picture, I think, here. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott said at his own news conference, the site is being treated like a garden cleanup. What a way to put that. Then a forensic investigation. So you can see that people far and wide in charge are having problems with this. And still, nothing definitive from pro-Russian rebels or Russia itself. It's like they let the criminals out and in control, because that's what's happened here. I love that finally the French president, François Hollande, decided to powwow with the English and the German leaders to demand that Putin force the separatists in the eastern Ukraine to come up with access, free access and total access to the crash site. And I wonder, they say they'll use whatever consequences that the EU decides if they don't have the access. That's not going to be a problem because of the threats. So we know a missile brought down the flight. It wasn't a mechanical failure, we assume. The investigators say that the boxes probably will only confirm that, and that's it. They won't show who fired the missile or where it originated. And Moscow continues to just deny any involvement in downing the plane. At this point, it still is the buzz in your backyard and mine, along with some things that are happening right here in the good old USA. We're talking about them next as Governor Rick Perry says enough is enough. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You're going to love this and all those nooks and crannies. Dr. Jeff Guskey, who is a rural emergency room doctor, photographer, and what an extraordinary human being. He's the first person to document the underground cities buried beneath the World War I battlefield sites in France. Is that incredible? Discovering all kinds of soldiers' mementos and artwork. His photographs are going to be featured in the August National Geographic. And I today had a chance to go through with Dr. Guskey. I had a chance to go through with a little sneak preview several of those photographs that are in Dallas, Texas, and it was absolutely mind-blowing, I have to say. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be with you, Kate. Thank you.
So, you know, where do we begin? First of all, the very first thing I think anybody listening across the country would say to themselves, wow, how did he find these cities? How did this story unfold? So take us to France and what happened.
It's April 2012. I'm at the end of a long 6-week trip photographing the hidden world of World War I on the surface. The French Defense Ministry introduced me to local officials along the entire 450-mile Western Front. I met a young man who is the charge d'affaires for the UNESCO World Heritage Program in a rural area of France, and he grew up in this area. And unbeknownst to me, he took me to a very rural location. We walk across a farm field. go up a hillside through brush, and finally we get to this mound, and we climb over the mound, and there is an underground city right before my eyes. The ceilings were 9 or 10 feet high, and it was wide. And inside that place was a virtual art museum on the walls. It was, even now when I think about it, it gives me chills.
Yeah, you know, when you say it's a virtual art museum, and I saw some of that, and it was incredible artwork, by the way, and had several meanings, a lot of the different things that we could talk about, and you took photographs of so many of the things there. But what drove the soldiers, do you think, to art in those cities?
Imagine a world that had become completely dehumanized, where your life could be gone, you know, in a split second, where you may see tens of thousands of your fellow soldiers die in a single day, where the destructive power of modern technology, all the things that make life in ordinary circumstances convenient and safe and wonderful and entertaining, had been turned against life. And this was the first modern mass destruction. So the part of the story that is all but unknown, even to the French, is that World War I was about much more than trenches. There were ancient rock quarries from which the stone for castles and cathedrals and fortresses was mined for centuries. These were large spaces, and these provided a shelter from the completely inhuman world on the surface of the earth. The soldiers would go down stairs into these underground cities. They started out just spaces. But the modern technology of the day, rail, telephones, electric lights, hospitals, they had offices, theaters, even street signs. They were cities, and they were converted very quickly. And these were modern people. So when I say modern people, they lived in high rises. They drove cars. They went to the movies. They went to work on subways, and they were inundated, just like we are, by modern media. Well, when the world turns inhuman, what do? They create this amazing art on the walls. And it's on all sides, whether it's German or French or American or Canadian or all the different factions, all the different countries. They did the same thing, and what they inscribed is not about war, but it's about the things that matter in life. It's about loved ones and families, girlfriends, and missing home. You know, there's one that is just, when I think about it, it is so emotional. It's and especially as an American, imagine a profile of an American face. And where the head or the brain is an American flag. And under the eye is a very large tear. And the soldier is missing home.
Mm. Wow. And there's so much you could interpret from so much of the art, I imagine, that you found, as you described, an art museum underground. And how easy was it to gain access to the sites? Was it pretty tough?
It varied. Sometimes it was easy. You just had to know, like this first place that I went, where the entrance was. All these places are on private land, by the way, and they're not authorized for access by outsiders. So and some of them are very dangerous. But the next day, he took me to a place that was a little more complicated. We had to climb down a series of two ladders down around 25 to 30 feet straight down into this narrow shaft. And then you're in a world, you know, where you can stand up. It's completely quiet. You're in a time capsule, and it's like 100 years ago is a day. and nothing has changed. It's eerie.
Boy, no kidding. And I can only imagine, as you said, you know, we're talking about farmlands, and these are private farms. So you probably had to get the people to trust you to be able to have access to some of the areas, correct?
That is exactly the case. These places have been known by local people for years because they're, you know, the farmers know what's under their land. So some people knew about some of the places. No one knew about all of the places. And what I was fortunate to experience is, first of all, whereas they might not talk to one another, you know, these are outside little villages that are very used to not having outsiders come in, and they like it that way. And also they revere the memory of World War I. It's almost sacred. So they want to protect these places from destruction and vandalism. But here I am, an American, very enthusiastic. And I was able to talk to people who don't talk to each other all along the Western Front. And beyond that, even though I don't speak French and most of the people I met did not speak English, there was a very warm feeling towards me as an American, because the role of America in World War I was very positive. And furthermore, it was about art. Even the most uneducated French people, all the way up to the most sophisticated, seemed to have an inherent sensitivity to beauty and art. And when they saw these images appearing on my on a screen that's attached to my tripod in black and white, picture this, we're underground in complete darkness, and they would often accompany me down, and it became a collaborative process where they couldn't speak English, but they could look at the screen and they could point out and say, oh no, that's no way, that doesn't look good, or wow, that's amazing. You know, they didn't say it in they said it maybe in their own language, but I knew what they were saying. We shared that experience of leaving a legacy together, and it bound us in almost a unity towards these places being around 100 years from now, preserving their memory for the future.
And Jeff, if people want to find out more about it, they can go to jeffguskey.com, right, and be involved.
They can go to jeffguskey.com, J-E-F-F-G-U-S-K-Y.com, and see these images online. They can go to Facebook at Hidden WWI for Roman numeral one, Hidden WWI, where we're going to release a new photograph of this hidden world every day throughout the nearly 5 years of the 100-year anniversary of World War
I. Wow, absolutely amazing. What a story. Thanks, Jeff. Pick up the issue August 9th.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Well.
The National Guard's troops that I am deploying will support the state-led border surge by acting as a force multiplier on the ground and providing additional air assets beyond their current efforts. Today, I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard. I will not stand idly by while our citizens are under assault and little children from Central America are detained in squalor.
Rick Perry's had enough. He says the citizens are under siege and I got to send the troops to the border. Maybe some others will follow suit. Is this a smart move on Rick Perry's part? Several of you thought so and sent me notes earlier in the day to that effect because of now what's happening in the wide open areas, particularly in Texas and in Arizona. So there you go. Will it be effective? Well, you would have to think more men along the border, more people along the border. It would dissuade some from coming through, and certainly it'd be an easier way to process people. As he was talking about Perry there, some of the kids, a sad situation. So you have a mixture of the nefarious, I want to pump drugs into your country and do whatever I feel like doing, gang-type late teens coming in, mixed in with the I'm confused, wide-eyed, and have no idea what's going on. My family sent me across the border to get away from the gangs, drug lords, and everything else that I could get sucked into back in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. And I'm lost. So it's a very strange deal because it's not, you know, now you've got this wave of immigrant children. and the process of trying to give them a hearing and detaining them and putting them somewhere has become a massive burden, to say the least. But this, we know this. We've been talking about this. Moving forward, what is it that has to happen here to quell or stop the flow of so many kids coming over? And, you know, once that seed was planted, it really took hold. It really did. That this is the way that I can get my kid to a better life. I'm not really in America, but I'm going to push them over there, and maybe we can figure out a way we can hook them up with somebody so that we can pass this off. A friend of a friend of a friend is over there, and they're okay. So this is how we're going to try to, this is how we're going to try to work this out. That's why those judges are also so important, because they have to have those hearings. They have to be able to process them. Imagine, it's like in an investigation into, okay, who are you? Where'd you come from? Where's your parents? That whole thing. And then the others who are slipping through the cracks, and the others who are just frankly walking away, who are just walking away from whatever, wherever they are, and they're not coming back for those hearings. There's a Senate immigration bill that would, they say, provide green cards to admit every single person in the three places I just mentioned, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The CBO says just 25 million of the 3.7 billion border bill would be spent this summer as they analyzed the money and where it would go, because this is the tug of war. Not so fast. We're not just going to give you this money. We want some strings attached, especially our man Jeff Sessions from Alabama saying that Congress should be in no rush to pass it. Because if they're only going to spend $25 million, well, then what's the hurry to try to fund the $3.7 billion? And the CBO did that assessment, released it. Sessions pumped it on the floor on Monday. So what does that mean? It means the demand is a push to hurry up and get it through so they don't have to deal with it anymore. But whoa, 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 whoa. Why do we have to have that if it's not necessary right now? You know, there was the 3.7 was for the border. The $600 million was to fight the wildfires. But if the $25 million gets through the judges, some of the extra Border Patrol agents and the things that are necessary, then that's what has to happen. I think the reason is because we don't know what's going to happen with the midterm elections, especially. What if we lose the Senate? Then it's going to be even more of a headache. So let's hurry up and get this done. Let's just get it done. And Republicans, of course, are already opposed to Obama's proposal, and House Republicans are considering a smaller bill that would speed up the deportation of the kids. That's what I was saying. The judges especially is so necessary. They have to have that, because if they're going to have these hearings, there's just not enough people to process. And if they had enough judges, they could do that easier. But none of the money requested is going to do anything to stop the giant headaches at the border. It is really, truly just a Band-Aid, a specific Band-Aid, but a Band-Aid nonetheless that will only cover the new chaos created because of the kids now also being part of the mix and allowing for some others to be able to find their way over as well. And then when they go through the appropriations process for 2015, they can dive into that other money. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says if Congress doesn't act, they're going to run out of money. But the CBO says, baloney. What are you talking about, run out of money? There's plenty of time to process this. And if they can get the judges and they can get the Border Patrol guys, then I agree. That's what has to happen. Who cares? They're just trying to play this off because they realize the numbers may switch in the Senate, or maybe not. We don't know. We'll wait to see what happens with the midterm elections. So why do we allow this flood of illegal immigrants to come in and then not do anything, not take any other actions to try and fix this right from the start? They're talking about work permits for about 6 million illegals. Work permits. And that may happen. But I don't think that this is the right way to go. If this is where the money's going. If we're talking about just strictly border legislation, then I think that it shouldn't go toward funneling work permits. I think it should go toward the things that has to go toward those kids and the process there. So this deferred deportation action has really been costly, I think, maybe even for some of the Democrats. 60,000 kids. 60,000 kids. So what are we looking at when it comes to green card opportunities for non-U.S. citizens? The estimate that I saw, about 30 million over the next decade. Literally, some of the things that are being proposed could allow most of Central America to enter the U.S. legally. The work permit situation being the biggest one of them. The biggest one. Disturbing trends. It is a humanitarian crisis, too. I think if we're talking about spending just a tiny $25 million compared to the other number, you get that and you move. You get the judges. You get the people you need to process, and that's what you focus on. You just drill it down. It's that simple, cut and dried. And then the work on what's going to happen at the border has to happen. And I almost wonder, because we've been talking about this since I've been on America Tonight, if in my lifetime we even see that. Maybe not. We might not see it. At the rate we're going, could anything move slower? It's easy lip service, but then to try to enact it, nobody really truly goes out on that limb and tries to push it. They don't try to push it all the way. Just enough, but not all the way. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it's always about the numbers, isn't it? And boy, do we have a bunch of them. Lots and lots and lots of numbers. Some of them happy, some of them ugly. But we can count. One of my favorite segments is coming up right around the bend. You know, with everything that's happening in the Middle East, have we forgotten about Libya? Libya makes the list. Sadly, so does Gaza. We can count coming up here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
About the numbers, so let me start with some of the sad numbers. The death toll at the Gaza Strip is now topped over 500. So, of course, the U.S. is all over this in trying to do whatever they can, our diplomats, meaning John Kerry and some others, trying to quell all of that and take a real effort, a real swing at least a ceasefire. And that's the overall number. It's been 2 weeks straight of fighting, and the violence just keeps escalating. There's a lot of shelling going on, with Israel pounding the Strip, and 28 people of a single family were killed in one strike. Awful. 11 people were killed in a high-rise building attack, and four others in the shelling of a hospital. And Israel is suffering casualties, too. 13 soldiers on Sunday. 7 more died on Monday. 4 killed when a gang of militants tunneled across the border from Gaza and just simply opened fire at their jeep. So Kerry did arrive in Cairo. He's trying to figure out a way to end the back and forth between Hamas and Israel. And this is a day after they caught him with that open mic, the hot mics and politicians. For all the money they pay consultants, I just don't get it. But anyway, he said that the Israeli assault was a hell of a pinpoint operation. Ugh, sobering. So this situation is taking up a lot of room when it comes to the Middle East and our reaction. Gaza, the Hamas leader, said that Gaza is in this situation where the world has to understand that we've decided to end the blockade by its blood and its terrorism. This was a televised address. And I've mentioned at the hospital, the people killed and people wounded, and an Israeli tank shell slammed into the third floor, and there's an intensive care there, and it doesn't look like there's any break in this. Almost 100 kids of the more than 500 I mentioned were part of those that died. So let's see if John Kerry has the magic touch or not. And there's this big story about John Hopkins. John Hopkins has been ordered to pay $190 million after the doctor taped pelvic exam stunned so many people. There was a gynecologist who secretly used a camera, penlight kind of camera, to record videos and photos of his patients during those exams. I mean, John Hopkins couldn't be a more prestigious medical center. So they settled with 8,000 women. Here's what happened. Dr. Nikita Levy was fired in February 2013. This was just a couple of days after a co-worker told some others at John Hopkins about the suspicions. He turned over the camera and committed suicide days later. They discovered 1,200 videos, 140 images stored on servers in his house. Wow. Just absolutely a brutal breach of trust. What a betrayal and what a horrible thing. And John Hopkins having to deal with the aftermath of that. Terrible. Moving on to something completely different. How about this? It's worth mentioning this because we need some happy news to mix in here. The San Diego Zoo has a new addition. Here's something to put on your list. If you're a zoo person, I've been to so many zoos, folks. I've lived in the Midwest, the South, the Southeast, the Southwest, the West, you get it, the East, etc. And I think the best zoo that I've been to is San Diego. I really do. The very first time I went there, I thought that. So the black rhino is an endangered species, and the San Diego Zoo now has one. A black rhino baby. One is the number, but that one is huge, needless to say. Guarantee a lot of people are going to come out to see the rhino. This story is huge in a much different way. How about the widow who was awarded $23 billion in a lawsuit against a tobacco company? How often do you hear that? How about never? R.J. Reynolds was the tobacco company. And 18 years after losing her husband to lung cancer, Cynthia Robinson gets that money in a wrongful death lawsuit against them. What's interesting is he started smoking when he was a kid and died before he was even 40 years old. So they decided that there was absolutely a leg to stand on here. And you wonder if it sets a precedent and there'll be others who will come forward and try to file lawsuits. It's unheard of because the tobacco companies have so much money and they usually just bury everybody in the courts. But that didn't happen here. So how about it? A lot of people put on their bucket lists taking a ride in a hot air balloon. I've done it. It's kind of a weird feeling. It's cool, but it's kind of scary, sort of, in a way. Now we've had these hot air balloon crashes, another one. This one crashed into power lines in Massachusetts. Five people on board were injured, but nobody died. That's the good thing there. They hit the power lines about 7:40-ish on Saturday, so the five people on board were burned. And it looked like a huge explosion when the balloon hit the power lines. But the fact that they survived is amazing. So when you have any kind of aerial accident, the FAA ends up investigating this. And thank goodness those people survived it. Now, once they're treated, and everybody's okay and all of that, this will be a story they'll tell for the rest of their life, without a doubt. Moving on to more numbers. You know, we talk about terror and high alerts and what does it mean, and after 9/11, I can remember flying and it was all about what was the terror, was it red, was it orange, and where, you know, how far have we gone and how far have we come since those 13 years. And it seems as though, because we haven't had any big attack, there's a growing fatigue, and that whole sense of urgency over terrorism has dissipated. After the attacks on New York and Washington and a plane that went in the field and, you know, all of that. So there's a new report that came out that specifically pointed out that most Americans think the terrorism threat is waning. That as a country, we can turn back to other concerns. But the report says, oh, you're wrong. That the threat remains grave and the trend lines in many parts of the world are pointing in a bad direction, in a direction that we don't want to see. There was a panel that was headed by Republican Governor Tom Keene, former Democratic Rep Lee Hamilton, and fighters returning to Europe from Syria and Iraq that say they pose a grave threat to the United States and Western Europe. Of the 10,000 foreign fighters that have traveled to Syria, more than 1,000 hold European passports, which in most cases would enable them to enter the United States without a visa. The panel says that. More than 100 U.S. citizens also fought in Syria. And then, when they're battle-hardened, they come back radicalized when they return to their home countries. We are not safe, according to the Department of Homeland Security and the committees and subcommittees in Congress. Ooh. Thanks for listening.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.